many of y'all glad to be here? How many of y'all want your brothers and sisters to get the exact message they need today? So you got to have a desire for them to get it, for you to get it. Hallelujah. We're in for a move in the spirit this morning. I sometimes operate a little different. You turn it off so it won't be calling my guy. I saw Kenny Coburn one time, his phone rung in his ear. I don't know about turning this thing off and all that. I know how to flip them little buttons. I'm going to do something this morning to bring you into a deeper spiritual dimension. Let everybody hold their phone up. You know what's next, right? Do you know what's next? Who knows what's next? Huh? No. I got a surprise for you. Everybody hold their phone up. Boy, yeah, that's right. All right, everybody hold their Bible up. Some of y'all still with me? Oh, y'all doing pretty good this morning. Hallelujah. I'm proud of you. Look at you. I'll be y'all new. Y'all, some of y'all got a call from Wednesday night, Yeah, I want you to, your children, make sure they all have a Bible. Yeah, make sure they all, there's something about this book. The instruments are good. You can put it down, but there's something about this book. And today we're going to do a little different. You're going to use this book because they're not putting nothing on the screen but me. We're going to take our time and find these scriptures. It's something about that. You know, you're fumbling and you can't find it, but you're still looking for it. And then when you find it, there's something about it. And this is the real book here. Let me see it again. And some of y'all can't hold it out because we come into an age where they don't bring Bible. This church here is sort of, I'm proud of you. Y'all got them Bibles up in here. Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hold it up while we pray. And Father, we thank you right now. Your word we hold in our hands. We come to hear from you to give direction, correction, and protection in our lives. We thank you for giving your son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to unfold you to us and unfold Jesus to us and unfold a kingdom to us and to give unto us your manifold wisdom. Now we welcome your presence in this place today to meet every need, to talk to every person here in Darrow and around the world online. We thank you for harmony. We thank you for peace. Let your word, open your word to us. Let us hear your voice. Speak, give us direction. We praise and honor you that our bodies are healed. Our finances are straight. Our families are at peace. We thank and praise and honor you now and open this service for you to flow like you want to flow. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to the third chapter of John. Is the first place we're going. And it's very important that you pay full attention because we're going to talk about this morning opening the portals for the supernatural. Wow. Now, we talk about opening the portals here. We're talking about spiritual. We're talking about gates, doors, and windows in the spirit. That God can pour out himself and pour in himself into us. And that we may be able to function like him. In the same glory, the same power, the same wisdom, the same grace, same understanding. All things are possible with no limits. All right. Am I warm or you're warm? You not? Don't give me again. Now, this first verse that we're going to read will qualify you for higher dimensions in God. Is all right? How many of y'all want to go higher? Yes, sir. Higher dimension. In other words, it's going to begin to enable you to function like God designed you to function in the spirit. That it was no, and that is with no limits, no impossibility, total victory. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Yes, sir. That's the way God wants you to operate, but you're going to have to know how to operate and yield and open the door for the supernatural when things don't look right. Most of the time, the supernatural function when things don't look right. When you find out you can't handle it. All right? All right, now, the two verses, first two verses we're going to read, is three verses I want to read that are going to set you up. Okay, in John chapter 3, verse 34. John chapter 3, John Gospel chapter 3, verse 34. You got your phone, you can look at me, but I'd like you to open your Bible if you can. You know, and you can hold both of them if you want, I don't care. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. You see that right?
Yes, sir.
Now, this last statement, I want you, that's why I'd like you to have old Bessie underline this last statement in Bessie. For God giveth not the spirit by measure unto him. Now, you just define supernatural. The supernatural is God moving without measure. So do you understand you having a situation and you know how to get God to move without measure on that situation? See, so you're designed, my brothers and sisters, you're designed to function in life without measure.
Yes, sir.
Wow. You heard that? Now, I want you to look at that verse again. Now, for him whom God has sent speaketh the word. Now, look what puts you out of measure. I said, look what's supposed to put you out of measure, not into methods. I'll take it to another scripture I had to turn. What's one first, Lord? See this now, because there are some places in the spirit we have not been operating in as we should. See this next verse. See John 6:30. Then I'm going to take you to another verse. John 6:30. When we're talking about the supernatural, we're talking about dimensions without measure in the spirit or in the glory of God. All right? Now, for the supernatural to function, or for to have the doors open for the supernatural, if you think you can do it yourself, God not coming. Okay, you understand that? And so here the sixth, here his verse, what verse I told you? 30, yeah, he don't want me to get that verse. But mark that verse too. He must increase, what else? That's supernatural. You just define for God to move more fully in your life. You just find out how to do it. He always put him in a position where he can increase.
All right.
And you decrease it, and he going to increase in your life.
Yes, sir.
How many see it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's go to another verse that prompt us another door. We're opening doors to the supernatural. And next 20, 25 minutes, supernatural hit this place. All right. The first door we recognize in a 34th verse, for him God have sent speaking the word of God, speaking the word of God. See now, the supernatural will not function without the word. For God giveth not the spirit by measure unto him. I love that. How many of y'all love that?
Yes, sir.
Then we read, he must increase, right?
Yes,
verse 30, but I must decrease. How many understand that?
Yes, sir.
All right, all right. Even in prior time, you're supposed to be decreasing.
Yes, sir.
All right, now. Verse 27 now. This is supernatural school. Not Sunday school, supernatural school. Your next prayer is going to be supernatural. Your next confrontation you have in your life is going to be supernatural. And guess who's going to win? You. Because you're already a winner. It's nothing Satan can bring up. It's nothing this system can bring up that is more powerful than you. But you have to function in the supernatural. Say supernatural. So now when we say supernatural, we're talking about unmeasurable power. Unstoppable power. Undeniable power. There's not another power exists. It can stop you when you function in the supernatural. Now here's another interest of the supernatural. I like John 3 here in the 27th verse. The 27th verse. I'll start giving you principles in a few minutes, but I want you to be open to know where you're going. Yes, sir. You're a child of God. You qualify for this. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except he be given him from heaven. See, the supernatural is from heaven. And it can't be given by techniques and different little strategies. It's the supernatural. You see, you have to learn how to, here's a good word, float. What I mean is, no, you can't float. You have to flow. That means that you trust in him enough wherever he's taking you, you can't fully understand it, but you trust him and you know that he's taking you in victory. See, a lot of times Satan blinds us because we're going through something and it seems like we're losing, but if you know you can't lose, and if you know it's only a matter of time that God gonna bring you to your place of victory. That's what faith about. Faith is not seeing what's going on the outside. Faith is seeing on what's going on the inside that's going to change that what is going on the outside. You still with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, help us, Holy Ghost. Now, John 6:63 now. Because we're going in a realm that is unexplainable. See, we're opening portals to the spirit without measure. In other words, to miracles, signs, and wonders. How many want to go there? See, now, the enemy, see, you already qualify. He wants you to think it's a deep person sitting next to you who read the Bible 6 times. No, you read it now. That's why I'm preaching this to you. You can take a hold of it this morning and begin to operate in the supernatural, living a life without measure. Come on now. Living a life with no amount. In other words, put average in the grave this morning, and it'll never rather wreck again. You heard that? Some of y'all not listening, man. You heard that? Put average. You know what average means, right? Yeah, regular. Put it in the grave, because it will have no part in your life no more. Because you know how to function and shift into another realm called a supernatural. Without measure. Without limit. No impossibility. Turn to John 6. I'm going to tell you something before I read that scripture in John 6. I'm going to tell you a full opening. It's so powerful. It blessed me so much I couldn't hardly handle it. Turn to John Gospel chapter 6. In the supernatural, this realm we're talking about, you're going to have a grasp, a hold upon the lordship of Jesus. He's Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
Yes.
That means he's Lord over everything and everybody. And along with that, you're going to have to function in the power of two things, Jesus' name and his blood. Jesus' name and his blood. The lordship of Jesus. The lordship of Jesus. Let me say it another way. Now, you're listening over there. Y'all listening?
Yes.
The lordship of Jesus, he's Lord over the supernatural.
Yes.
He's Lord over miracles. He's Lord over signs. He's Lord over wonders. He's Lord. He's just Lord.
Yes.
I mean, nobody can tell him he can't do it. Secondly, to function in this supernatural, you're going to have to know the partnership of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is my partner. You imagine what I'm saying here?
Yes.
The partnership of the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes,
sir. See, in order to operate in the supernatural, you're going to have to know that. You have to know the lordship of Jesus, the partnership of the Holy Ghost. The partnership of the Holy Ghost is the anointing.
Yes, sir.
He can turn me into another person.
Yes, sir.
I say the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm a child of God.
Yes.
When I'm dealing with something, he turned me into a superman, a superwoman. I say things I never said before. I see things I never said. I do things I've never done before. Because somebody bigger than me is moving through me. The anointing called me to fly in the supernatural. I'm not a regular person. I'm born of the Spirit of God. The life of God is on the inside of me. I can change on you in a moment. You remember Clark Kent used to go in that boot? When he come back out, he was a superman? That's supernatural. You got to know how to go in the boot. Going in as a regular woman? Come out? Not regular no more. I said, I want you to write these things down because I want you to function in the supernatural. We're talking about function, opening portals, doors, gates to the supernatural, that the supernatural can come in our lives, right? Whatever you're dealing with now, I want to turn it over to the supernatural. The supernatural, wait a minute. The supernatural that is in you. Say the supernatural that is in me. Say
the supernatural
power of God
is in me,
ready to operate
in my life
on every situation. Lordship, partnership. Here we go. Ownership. God is the owner of the supernatural. Huh? God owns the supernatural. The ownership he owns. He's the owner of the supernatural. And there's a word that goes along with that. In God ownership, it releases his glory. Glory means all I am, all I have, and all I can do will flow through you if you know how to yield to it. Like, give me the first one. What's the first one I said?
Lordship.
Huh?
Lordship.
Second one what?
Lordship.
Third one what?
Lordship.
All right, now here's the one. Here's the one. We're talking about the supernatural, right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all still with me?
Yes, sir.
Sonship.
Sonship.
That's my part.
Yes,
I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. So I have the right to function in Jesus' lordship. The Holy Spirit partnership. Come on.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right, sir.
Yes, sir.
And God ownership.
Yes, sir.
Of the spirit world.
Yes, sir.
Without measure.
No.
Now the supernatural, my brothers and sisters, will not work without revelation. The supernatural has to be revealed to you.
Yes, sir.
Because your senses not going to let you make that step. Because it's almost a blind step. It's the supernatural is based on, look at 1 Corinthians 2, 9.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The supernatural is not natural. So your eye is not going to see. And so you're not going to move if you're not operating in faith. So look at 1 Corinthians 2, 9. See, the supernatural, you're going to have to shift. Turn into another person. We'll come back to John. Another scripture I want to show you in John, but I want you to see this. Now, remember, and I got to repeat myself, and I got to pause now because the dimension they were going in is going to change everything in your life. The Holy Spirit is coming. He wants you to the satanic forces are getting stronger, and they are supernatural. Satanic forces are getting stronger in the system. The satanic, watch this now, listen, you're listening? You young people, y'all, cultures are getting stronger. And so therefore, in the body of Christ, we're going to have to be stronger. See, when Moses threw down his stick and it turned into a serpent, the enemy threw his down and it turned into a serpent, but Moses' snake ate his snake up. So the snake's going to be thrown down there, but you guys got to know you got enough power. See, because there's a lot of similarity. Satan is a copycat. And he act like he's God. He act like he can do the same thing. But you got to be strong enough. You got to be anointed enough to know that, no, I got greater power. The Bible says, 1 John 4:4, great is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So I'm working in my greatness, which is greater than Satan's greatness. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
What did I tell you, Tony?
1 Corinthians 2:9.
You see that right there? You got to get out of that voice.
Yes, sir.
And go into verse 10.
Yes, sir.
See, the supernatural functioning must have revelation. A combination of revelation and anointing. Revelation and anointing. Now, both of these come out of the spirit world. Revelation. Say anointing. Neither one of them come free. And neither one of them going to come through the flesh. Neither one of them going to come just because you read a scripture. Neither one of them going to come just because you talk to God. Did God talk to you? Are you speaking and hearing? Are you ordering God wrong with scriptures? See, you come to scriptures and get a little wise in the scripture, we start ordering God's around and we're not listening. God said, no, I don't want you to have him. I don't want she not the right one. Well, but she's so pretty. She's not the right one. I don't know if you ever saw Pretty Nightmares. You see, when we don't listen to the Spirit, see, things look right. But everything look right, my sisters and brothers, they are not right. Most of the time when it look too right. Are you following?
Yes.
See, you want to live in the 10th verse. Look at the 10th verse. So eyes have not seen in the first night verse. Ears have not even entered the heart of man to think that God had prayed for them to love him. But the Spirit revealed. So the supernatural, right, let me tell you right, look at me right now. I got the screen up. Whatever you're dealing with right now, this morning, whatever you need to happen, ooh, I feel a Holy Ghost. This morning, you can step into it. See, because most of the time we're praying, but we're going by what we feel and what we see. Come on, be true with me now. See, no, you pray and listen. Because God's going to show you the other side of that thing. See, God going to show you the victory. You might be looking at the defeat, but God's supposed to. God is designed to show you and give you the victory. It's nothing in here right now, family-wise, financial-wise, body-wise, job-wise, business-wise, community-wise. There's nothing in here right now, this moment, that God cannot handle. God, tired of you suffering. He tired of you on your knees praying and not getting no answer. He said to tell you this morning, your time has come to rise up and enjoy the good life. How many with me up in here? Tell somebody my time has come. By revelation, by the anointing, by the supernatural. I'm a supernatural child of God. I'm a son or daughter of God. See, when you stop just trying to work the word, let the word work you. It will bring you into a cartello na masa. Bring you into the
come on.
Somebody getting something right now. I feel it in the spirit. When the spirit's not moving, I know somebody been looking for something for a long time, either up in your own line. You're getting it right now. God is whacking on it. Are y'all hearing me? See, we're talking about open the portals, open the gates and the doors for the supernatural to come in. Unordinary function. I see you, come on. Unordinary function. Two number, Lord. $500,000. All right, shut down. Because I want you to look at the scripture. You got to do 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. Put that in your note. Now, this is very important, but if you're just a Bible reader, you're not going to get it. Go back to John 6.
Hallelujah.
It's one of the most important scriptures in the world about the supernatural. And if you don't catch it, you'll miss it. It is John 6:63. All right, get ready to read now. Get ready to read because I want you to read it and hear it. Get ready. Out your Bible, please. If you can, if you got a phone and somebody next to you with a Bible, do like you did in school. You tell me you ain't never peep on another person's page during the test in school. You're not human. All right, John 6:63. Now, I cannot go here. I know that. I understand, Lord. Unless, back up and look at John 3:34 again. Because I'm going to have you read it. Because I want to get this in you. Because the only way I can protect you as a pastor is that I know you're operating in the supernatural. Not just prayer. And prayer can be supernatural. But you got to have these things moving. So there in John 3:34, I want you to notice that when you operate and function in the word of God, he has the right to give you the spirit without measure. And I'm saying to you, the spirit without measure is the definition of the supernatural. You can't measure the supernatural. You can't measure what it can accomplish. You can't. You just can't. So are you telling me, when I told you about lordship, partnership, and ownership, if I asked you what one is what, could you answer me? Who's what? Who own everything? Partnership, who is that? Sonship. Got it. See, other words, God in the spirit. Now, you know, theologian, y'all leave me alone. Have made us equal with his son.
That's right. Come on. Yes, sir.
have put us in the same class with the Holy Ghost. God have put us in his class that we can function just like he functioned, because it's really him functioning in us. Don't let that escape. Don't let that escape. Your life is designed to be a life. Oh, everybody here? Everybody listening? Oh, no, y'all going to get upset. Everybody's life in God supposed to be a life without measure. No limit. No level. Then we looked at in John 3. Give me the next voice. Give me the next voice out there. John 3. 30. What did it say? What? What is it?
He must increase, I must decrease.
He said he can increase and I must increase. I'm going to ask a question, but I don't want y'all to answer because I don't want no line going on. How hard it is for you to decrease? Oh, I see y'all not human. Yeah. Yeah. Your senses, your neighbor. That doggone job.
Come on up. Come on.
And then it will call for you to pause long enough. You say, be still, know I'm God.
Yes, sir.
Pause long enough to let him reveal your next step. Don't take the Bible and make your next step. And quoting the steps of God. You don't know where you're going. How many guilty? Come on. We took the Bible. Come on, put the hand on. I want them to adapt. We took the Bible and dictated to God. I know I've done it. Because see, you got a scripture. And so you take the scripture and whoop God with it. This is what you're going to do. And then God didn't want you to go east. He wants you to go west. All us guilty, I don't care, y'all look spiritual, but I know better. All of us guilty, we have tried to take the Bible and make God do what we want him to do. And God had another assignment for us and didn't hear nothing we say. God shut down on you and the Bible. Well, we're going to go to supernatural. We're going to need to know the truth. So you cannot operate in the supernatural. Too dangerous without revelation. All right? You got that?
Yes, sir.
Now we look at John 6. 63.
Hallelujah.
Boy, this time is a half hour. This is a powerful voice. John 6:63. Let's read it. It is the Spirit that quickeneth it. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. They are spirit, underline that, and they are life, actually spelled supernatural. So when you're reading the scripture, pause till the supernatural come out. And in the supernatural, there's divine direction, divine protection. Are you following me? See, don't, oh my God. Don't just read the Bible. Wait on the Holy Ghost.
Yep.
Are you following me?
Yes,
you still here?
Yes, sir.
All right, we talk about operating the portals, opening portals, P-O-R-T-L-S, for the supernatural. That's what I want you to be able to do. And I define it as this. And we talk about supernatural gates, supernatural doors, supernatural wonders. Spirit, soul, and body. Open the door for the supernatural. Now listen, write, take note. Recognizing there is a grace and faith that would ignite the supernatural. You have a grace. You have, ooh, my. Now, there's somebody going to get something right now. You have favor on the inside. See, grace and favor are synonymous. You got supernatural favor on the inside of you. But after they turn everybody else down, you walk up. And there's something on you. You understand what I'm saying? There's something working in you that the person can't turn you down. In other words, you are the walking supernatural. When you leave here today, that supernatural anointing is on you for supernatural favor. Otherwise, a person doing something for you, I don't know why I'm doing this. I done turned 83 people down, but this woman here, I got to give it to her. What is this? Other words, I hear God. Oh, other words, you leave here wearing a supernatural flavor. Yeah. Other words, the smell of victory is up on you. When you walk in a room, the aroma of God steps in the room. Whatever a person, because you weren't enough, whatever they would do for God, they'll do it for you. But they don't see you. They see the God in you. Some of y'all are not going to even take none of this home, man. Got me preaching like this, man. What? Do you know how you leave? You leaving here with supernatural favor on the inside of you and upon you that the world can't turn down. So now I got supernatural favor on the inside. I got supernatural faith. What? Come on, son. Say supernatural three times. Supernatural. Say it three times. I receive. $1,000 check. But he promote God promoting him so much. I hear God try to preach that some of the money will come. And the Lord answered that. The money will come. No, the money already here. They waiting on money to come. No, we talking about money coming. We talking about the money in the fish mouth already. If they would get in contact with me, I'll tell them how to preach it. You know, money will come. The money already here. We just activating what's right out. I'll never be broke another day in my life. So we got that. All right, let's just get sit down a minute. Recognizing there is grace and faith, which at all the time, listen, in any situation, that will ignite the supernatural. So if you would listen to me now and be paying attention, I am a supernatural igniter. In other words, I know because of my relationship with God, I can light the fire of the supernatural in any situation. See it? Are you seeing it? See, we're going to thank supernatural. Nothing impossible. Here's what we got to clash. Here we got to see it. Superficial substitutions must be removed so the real power can flow.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, come on now. Come on, I'm going to give you this up. Superficial. See, supernatural, superficial. See, you can have a Bible in your hand, one hand in the air, and be operating in the superficial. I'm just going to tell you the truth. You need a holy anointing on you to operate in the supernatural. She's going to be too powerful for to let anybody just operate in it doing anything. The first thing the supernatural should work on your lifestyle. Now, because of God, I'm going to say it because of God, because all the glory for this ministry and everything ever going to God. But if I walk in any place, they know. He believe in God. Sure do. I take him everywhere I go. And I ain't going to act no jack with you. So you can go ahead and put your dress back down. Put your money back in your pocket. Because I don't receive money from everybody. Talking about a cash app. I can't have no cash app. My money coming. What am I going to do with a cash app? As if I'm trying to get money. I ain't trying to get no money. I'm trying to get money to you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. It's real. It's real. See, I want to call my son and say, he's got a cash app. So my son said, no, he ain't got no cash app. No, I ain't got no cash app. The substance, y'all taking notes yet?
Yes, sir.
And evidence of the supernatural is located in the God kind of faith. My brothers and sisters, you listening? Get ready for divine visitations and divine demonstrations in your life. Ooh. So I want you to write your note. Write yourself a note. I'm getting ready for divine visitation and divine demonstration, and all that little mess I'm dealing with about to be broken up. Divine visitation and divine demonstration coming on my life right now, supernaturally.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The old church used to say, hush, hush, somebody calling my name. How many of y'all remember that one? Yeah, well, let him call you sometime into the supernatural. And then I had to type this out. Are you ready to be an instrument that the supernatural may flow through you?
Yes.
Let me see your hand.
Yes, sir.
Hold it up a while. See the Holy Spirit watching us. And you here at this service, I see my brother, you here for a reason this morning. God wants you to be here this morning. Yeah, I'm an instrument. And from now on, the rest of my life, the supernatural is able to flow through me. Hallelujah. Hmm? I want you to hold up a while, because whatever you're dealing with right now is the first thing we're going to deal with. Whatever making you uneasy, whatever telling you you're not going to make it, huh? Success, good success belong to you. Spirit, soul, and body. Wealth, health, and peace belong to everybody on the sound of my voice this morning. But you got to receive it through the supernatural, not the situation. Oh, my. Not the situation. Don't stop looking at the situation and look at the supernatural, and the supernatural going to change. We keep letting the situation try to change us from the supernatural to be natural people that we can't change it. You put your hand down. How many learned anything yet?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, Lord, I can't say that. If you haven't learned nothing yet, you're just flat-foot stupid. Are you not listening? You just come here for a service. Man, this stuff is so powerful. I feel it walking around the pulpit here, man. You know how many victories have been won since we've been here? You know how many victories have been won in your life? Huh? You know how much favor done got upon you, child? And listen, just I sin. Repent. Still belong to you. God made it possible.
Yes.
He knew we were going to mess up.
Yes.
I know some of y'all are so holy, you don't want to hear that. He knew we were going to mess up, so he gave us a place to repent and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Matter of fact, when the last time you repented? You meet them and you think you're so holy? You ain't never said, Lord, search me, O God. Know my heart, try me, know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me and lead me. Huh? Satan hides sin in you. The Holy Ghost got to search you out. You look all up in the mirror talking about, I ain't done nothing wrong. Person stuck in traffic and you won't let them out. You speed up. I'm glad I'm not a God, I'm a human. I know exactly what you do. I'm a human. I'm human myself. I know what we do. Thank God I can preach to you because I'm preaching to myself too. I understand human beings. Are you ready to be an instrument that the supernatural may flow? Then I wrote, get ready, for this is why you're here this morning. Take as much note as you can on this. I'm going to close in a few minutes. The supernatural is a realm. It is a reality of God today flowing in resurrection power. Let me give that to you again now. I want you to hear that. I want you to be able to reread this and re-meditate this, all right? The supernatural is a realm. It's not normal. It's not, the supernatural is not driving a car like when we leave here. No, it's a realm.
Yes, sir.
It's not only a realm, it is a reality of God.
Amen.
It's real, even though you see many church members not using it, but it's still a reality of God. It's called, see, you have to operate in a supernatural lifestyle, you got to have supernatural preaching.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians chapter 2 is supernatural preaching. 1 Corinthians 2 is supernatural preaching. If you're getting a formula, a good outline, you're not going to operate in the supernatural. I'm not putting nobody down, but you're just not going. Supernatural got to have certain supernatural preaching.
Yes.
And then the person who's preaching got to have some supernatural things that happen in their life. You got to have some supernatural evidence.
Tell the truth, Pastor.
Like people being raised from the dead?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I've seen two fall in the church. God got them up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They both living the day.
Glory to God.
It's more than two, really.
Hallelujah.
Now remember this, my brothers and sisters. Jesus is the Lord of the supernatural.
Yes.
The anointing is the power of the supernatural. And God's glory is the honor of the supernatural. Ownership, lordship, partnership, sonship. Now this is not going to sound too spiritual to you. It's not going to sound, you know, the shouting and clapping, but I want you to hear it because it's a more powerful statement. The supernatural commands conception and calls you to be contagiously blessed.
Yes. Yes.
Conception, it calls you to be contagiously blessed.
Oh, that's good, sir.
A person shouldn't be able to get close to you and not get blessed. Push it, push through the crowd. I won't stand by her.
Yeah.
Last time I stood by her, something happened. You wearing it. I hear it in my spirit. You wearing it. You wearing supernatural favor. You wearing it. It's on you. You're God's child. It lives on the inside of you. Don't let this world tell you what level you're going to. Take another step. You don't have to stay in that situation. Ask God for insight. He'll give it to you. Oh, my goodness. This supernatural, say this with me, this supernatural, fellowship, belong to us all. I want to take you to a scripture and close. I want to tell you, get your Bible. I'm going to take you to a scripture and I'm going to pick back up on the scripture. This scripture got so much information in your supernaturalness. It's going to unfold all your supernaturalness to you right now. And it had to be, listen to this. It had to be apostolically revealed.
Yes.
So it's apostolic to reveal it to you in the scripture. And so a lot of times people in the church don't understand their whole supernatural totality because the apostolic plants certain things in us spiritually that normally a pastor not.
Correct.
Because the apostolic will cut you.
Correct.
And look at the blood and cut you in another place. Because they know for your benefit to grow, all right? You about to read the all the potentials of your supernatural life right now. Matter of fact, get your Bible and stand up. I'm going to change the scripture when I get ready. Let me talk a little more. What we're about to read now, I want you to study it. I'm going to come back and open it up more. As I told you, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, that's not the scripture we're going to, is the Apostle Paul preaching supernaturally. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I mean, he's preaching supernaturally as an apostle. Now I'm going to go to another apostle, and the Apostle Peter, in 2 Peter chapter 1. And I'm going to read off to you this supernatural, and I'm going to close, this supernatural attributes. Like divine nature. Give you the right. You got a divine nature. You got exceeding great and precious promises. You got lack precious faith. 2 Peter chapter 1. Now, I'm going to read off to you your supernatural life and clothes. And had you think about it this week. And we're going to pick up further in the supernatural. I didn't get far. I got notes after notes I prayed over. You know, I left my fancy Bible cover and everything because I want to get it on y'all about your Bible. So y'all bring a Bible. Get them, go buy them children a Bible. I'm going to go as far as this. If you ain't got enough money, talk to me. I want them to have a Bible. Put their name in it. The old school, you put a Bible, put your name in it. Put the date on it and all that, you know. Shoot, we up there on that phone. And you're on that phone, and the phone says, what the hell you want? I mean, hey, everybody on that. I'm telling the truth. That phone will ask you that. What the hell you want? Who are you? Now notice in 2 Peter chapter 1, Simon Peter, a servant, you see that?
Yes.
An apostle.
Yeah.
Notice what first? Servant first. An apostle of Jesus Christ to them that have what?
Obtained.
Mark that. That lack precious faith qualify you to operate in the supernatural. With us, another one, through the righteousness. It's another one, your righteousness call for you to operate in the supernatural. Verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. And of grace and peace is multiplied in my life this morning. Oh, you didn't stop. Look at verse 3. Verse 3, we used to say, oh, suck it now. Look at verse 3. Look at verse 3. Look at it. Come on, read verse 3 with me. According, wait a minute. Now, I don't want y'all reading Sicily. No. I want you reading like that. I want y'all to read it because I want to get in you this morning. I felt anointed when I said on Reed Sicily. I felt an anointing come on me. God said, "You want you to read it? Read it." Not reading ritually, but revelatorily. This Bible is talking to me this morning. All my shortcomings, God still loves me. But all my shortcomings, all my weaknesses, God still loves me. He's still trying to talk to me. He's still trying to get me somewhere. He's still trying to show me something. Give me three hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Give me three glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Look at this. You ready? Let's read the third verse. The third verse I want to read, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, where was I? No, I don't know. Where was I?
Fourth
verse. Fourth verse, right? Well, the third verse or fourth verse? Where was I?
Third
verse. Let's read the third verse. According as his divine power has given unto all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called me to. And then sometime I want you to stop reading just like you see it. Personalize it. Put me. Talking to me. Look, according to his divine power given to me, all things that pertain to life and God, through the knowledge of him that had called me to glory and virtue. Whereby given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Ooh, Jesus. That by these you might be partake, ooh, Jesus, of the divine nature. What is the divine nature? Supernatural. Escape the corruption. As in the world through lust. And see, and there's some things. I know God gave us a measure of faith in Romans 12:3. But there's some things that God wants us to add to our faith that we'll never lose another battle. You will never lose another situation. It may look like you're losing, but you laugh at it. Because you know it can't win. That's how God designed you. I got to close, man. That's how God designed you, to know I'm winning when it looks like I'm losing. I said to know I'm winning when it looks like I'm losing. I think I'm just going to praise God right now. It don't look right. It don't feel right. It don't taste right. But I'm going to praise God because I know I got the victory. 2,000 years ago, a man called Jesus paid for it all. And on the third day, he got up and declared, all power is in my hand. And then after 40 days, he took off and went back to heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And then after he got back, he sent somebody else to take his place called the Holy Ghost. And he lives on the inside of me right now with power and glory and majesty. Hallelujah. I got the victory. I got the victory. Come on, say it. I don't care what you're going through. I want you to say what I got the victory right now. Living on the inside of me. The victory is upon me because Jesus lives on the inside of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you can't say it with joy, fake it. But you need to say something here. I got the greater one living on the inside of me. Right here, right now. I got miracles, signs, and wonders living on the inside of me. Right here, right now. Everything about to change in my life for my benefit. Jesus said, a thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But he said, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask. I think I can do all things through Christ. But thank be to God. But give me the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me, woo, beside the still water. Yeah, do I walk? He restores my soul. Lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, do I walk through the valley and the shadow of death? I will fear no evil. thy rod and thy staff, they covered me. He prepared the table before me in the presence of my enemy, anointing my head with oil. My cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the day. Shout out, shout it out. Surely. I'm not guessing about it. Surely. I don't care how it look right now. I got the victory. Tell somebody. Tell somebody. I don't care what's going on. Right now, I got the victory. Tell somebody. Talk to somebody. Tell them, I got the victory right now. I got the victory. I got the victory right now. Tell somebody till you believe it. Tell somebody else, I got the victory right now. I'm healthy. I'm wealthy. I'm blessed right now. I'm full of joy. I'm full of peace right now. The winds of heaven are blowing over my life right now. I got it. I got it. I got it. Come on, give me a song here. Get your singers. Get them singers up here. I got it. Say, I got it. I got it. I'm blessed. Come on, make a move. I'm blessed right now. I'm blessed right now. The blessing are flowing. The blessing are flowing. Come on.